Shazam!
Whoa!
That was the most compelling DC trailer that I have seen in a very long time. And
yeah, I'll tell you, the trailers have been really good the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Seriously, we have Shazam and Godzilla, and yeah. I know a new Harry Potter trailer came out that I'm not too hyped on, but I know it's there.
Yeah, me too.
Did you guys watch Aquaman?
Yeah, I thought it looked great. You know, my one problem with Aquaman is I think Jason Momoa was really miscast. But I mean, everything else looks so good, and yeah, I'm sure he'll be good. And seems like people like it. So I mean, that's good.
A lot of women like it. You know?
Oh, really?
With some people over yesterday, and all the girls were like, "I'll go see that movie just to stare at him." And I was like,
"Oh." Well, at least you get good, right? Yeah. At least you know you'll get to see it.
Yeah, I know.
You know what's super weird to me about all of these DC heroes who were originally blonde who are now being cast as not blonde anymore?
Yep. Yeah. It's
strange to me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, they're trying to vary things, you know, which is fine.
I mean, it's not a huge deal. It's not a huge deal break. It's just interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the comic books, which I hate this, but they did it anyway. In the comic books, Aquaman now has really long hair and a long beard. They're still blonde, but, you know, they're trying to make him look a little bit more like Jason Momoa.
That's kind of
funny.
That's
what I don't like when they do that. I hate that.
So
I can't stand
it. Here's my question. Is this Shazam taking place in the DCU?
Yes.
Okay. Because at the one point in the trailer, he opens up this, I forget the character's name, Billy Bobson?
Billy Bastion.
Batson.
Ah, yes. So he opens up his like little treasure chest cabinet drawer. Yep. Drawer is the word I'm looking for.
Yes.
And he's got Superman newspaper articles in there. I'm like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got, I think he's got a Batarang replica also.
Yeah, he does. So this is really neat because it seems to me very, from the trailer anyway, because I never saw Spider-Man Homecoming. It seems pretty similar to the tone of Spider-Man Homecoming, except Shazam, Billy Batson, doesn't have the luxury of Captain... I got some expletives I would like to use here for this man, but Captain Iron Man there.
Iron Man.
Captain Iron Man.
Saying something else, but...
No, you know, it's funny. In the original Captain Marvel stories, the wizard was much more of a mentor. And in the new ones, in the Rebirth, New 52 Rebirth era, he was just kind of like this guy who was like, you know, okay, I'm going to kind of bequeath my power onto you. And then he kind of fades away. So I don't know where they're going to go with that in the movie, if the wizard is going to actually be a mentor type character to Captain Marvel, or if he's going to just disappear. So we'll see.
Say my name.
He's like, seriously?
That made me laugh.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. But I think it looks good. It's very silly, but it's kind of the tone for Captain Marvel. And and also Aquaman looked pretty good, and Godzilla looks amazing. I'm so down for that.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Oh, man.
God, that looks so good.
I'm so...
missing Gamera. You know what's
crazy is that this movie, from the trailer anyway, it looks apocalyptic. It looks like this destroy the human race, which is... Yeah. No, it can't. We know it won't, because... Yeah. There's more movies confirmed in this series coming.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well. Spoiler alert. Thanks, Eric.
By the way, I love that they called them the Titans.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
So badass.
And you know what? It sounds like something that we would call them if it, like, actually happened. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't call them Kaiju. We wouldn't be like, oh, look, it's the Kaiju are here. Maybe the Japanese would.
Yeah, they probably would.
Well, because it's their word for it. But in America, we feel like, oh, they're Titans. They're big.
Right. Yes. And it's just so cool, you know, with the callbacks to Greek mythology, and it's just so neat.
It's so cool. Yeah, because they're the Titans, and then they were dormant for a long time, and now they're coming back. It's so cool, and I love that Godzilla is going to start by fighting Mothra and Rodan, and then so King Ghidorah's up, and then they're going to all have to team up to fight King Ghidorah. It's going to be excellent.
As a friend of mine said, in classic superhero movie style, they'll fight each other and then team up.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait.
Yeah, that makes
this
sense.
Is probably my most anticipated movie right now. And oh man.
They are doing just like an unbelievable job with that universe. I'm so happy with that.
You know, I see a lot of people on any comment chain that comes on any trailer that's announced or any news about this, people say, oh, I really hope we get to see the monster more than 5 minutes this time. And first of all, that's a hyperbole. That's not true.
No.
Second of all, I guess these people have never, ever watched a good classic Godzilla movie. Mm-hmm. In the original film from 1954, Godzilla only has like 10 minutes or something of screen time.
Mm.
You know, like this isn't, you don't need a lot of Godzilla action to have a good Godzilla movie.
And no, people, if you overuse it, it's going to lose the effectiveness.
Right, yeah. I thought that, what was the guy's name, Hal Emmerich, that directed the 2014 movie? I thought he did a great job in 2014.
Yeah, I forget his name, actually. Yeah, me too.
I know it's Emmerich, I don't know his first name. But I really enjoyed that. And then Kong, Skull Island was even better. Yeah. Like, Kong was my favorite movie in the past few years, probably.
Oh, it's a fantastic movie. I love the serious tone they took with all of these. There's no camp. There's very little humor. I love it. It's great.
Right. You know, and that especially comes through in that scene in Kong when they're putting down the seismic bombs.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they look up and the tree is coming through the air and it smashes through the helicopter. You realize, oh, wait, this is someone's mad that we're here.
Yeah.
They don't punches.
So great.
It's like perfect blend of the original Godzilla tone with like it's not campy at all, but the idea of having all these monsters in one world is inherently campy, I think.
So yeah. It's interesting because I know what you're saying, and it can very easily flow into that, and just the fact that it really hasn't at all, I just find so impressive.
No, this is a super cool thing. This is a super campy genre, really, with no camp. Yeah. It's great. Right. It's awesome. And I am just so excited. I cannot wait.
It's great stuff.
Oh, man. It's going to be excellent. I saw somebody today on Twitter who said that they wished this was a Shin Godzilla sequel. And, I don't disagree. No, I would take more Shin Godzilla, but I'm really happy that it's not. Like, I'm happy this is what we're getting. We're going to get more Toho Godzilla eventually. So, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I don't like that whole thing, and I hate the design. So, that's it. That's my two cents. Anyway.
Fair. No, I mean, that's very fair. But I liked Shin Godzilla. It was tonally, I think, the closest to the original Godzilla we've ever gotten.
Mm.
It was cool. I saw somebody today on Twitter said that it wasn't even Godzilla. They said it was closer to Hedorah, which is just not true. Just because it made me so mad to see that comment. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get through.
We do.
So we should probably stop talking about these movies, which I guess we talked about them here, so we don't really have to bring them up later.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of stuff. Jason's out in San Diego at the Comic-Con.
I have special guest stars because there are some crows that are going to be interjecting in our conversation here and there. So
cool. I'm excited to hear that. Yeah. So I don't know what this first item on the list is for our news and information section here. What is Killer Tomatoes and why is this a fun joke?
Okay, so this is Rick. Okay. So there's apparently some kind of Killer Tomato relaunch going on. I don't know, Eric, are you familiar with Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
No. I mean, I know of it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was a street team out in San Diego with a guy dressed up as a killer tomato, giving out seeds, tomato seeds. And the idea was you go, yeah, exactly, killer tomato seeds. And the idea was you go to the booth and you could, like, you know, I guess win something or whatever. And there was some sort of cryptic thing about being the next killer tomato star or something. So, to make a long story short, I didn't go to the booth. So. If you really like killer tomatoes, there's more killer tomatoes coming, I guess. So woo-hoo. Stay tuned.
That's exciting.
It is so exciting.
Well,
killer tomatoes. Fine.
So that's good. It's good to hear. I like fruit.
It's sure to be better than the Godzilla movies.
I think so too.
Clone Wars is coming back, baby.
Yeah.
The Disney streaming service, whenever that eventually launches, we're going to have the seventh season of the Clone Wars, which I think
that's the only bad news of this thing.
But that we don't know
is when that it's only going to be. That's only going to be available on their streaming service.
Yeah, because I'm not planning on getting that. I would really like to see this. Yeah.
I will definitely be subscribing to that. So
I know you will.
Yeah.
I don't know what the exact model is going to be yet, but if they just put every Disney movie streaming on there, you know, and I'm sure it won't be every Disney movie. Like, I'm sure we're not going to see Song of the South, but even if they put like the big ones up there, like, if we get, like, all the ones that were on Netflix at some point, you know, all the Star Wars movies streaming. You know, the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe streaming.
I'll
take it. I'll watch that. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Plus, my household is a Disney Plus household. So we enjoy the Disney. So I'll watch those.
You're a Disney positive family?
Yes. Me and Ashley, we love Disney.
That's good.
So, anyway. That's
cool.
So
I hope they put it on, you know, DVD or something eventually, because I'll just go that route.
Yeah, sure. Too. I don't want that streaming service.
No, I want as few streaming services as possible.
Serious.
Honestly, when this happens, I might get rid of Netflix, get Hulu and Disney, and then call it a day.
Oh, I got Hulu for free now.
Oh,
because I switched to Sprint. Yeah. It's included. Oh,
that's cool. Nice.
Yeah, Hulu's a good service.
I'm still getting acquainted, but it seems pretty good.
Yeah, I love it. I have access to it because I'm using I just have access to it. So it's
okay.
It's good. Nice. It's not sad anymore.
That's all. It's good.
So, we got some good news this week, though. Well, I mean, I guess if you like certain things, it's good news. Doesn't always have to be good news, I guess. It's good news for me. Nintendo Download this week has some good things coming out, is really what I'm trying to say. It's a mega week. It's a mega games man this week.
Mega man?
Yeah. The Mega Man X collection coming, the whole thing. So all like 8 games is coming to the Switch on the 24th, which is Tuesday. So I'm probably going to pick those up in a physical package, but they're coming. So that's cool about that. Bomb Chicken released this week. We had a review of that. What we're talking about? 3DS gets WarioWare Gold demo. Neo Geo League Bowling. So, we got Animal Rivals. I don't know what that is. Arcade Archives, City Connection, Beat Rush, Chicken Assassin, Reloaded, Frost, Galaxy.
What's with all the chickens?
What?
What's with all the chickens?
It's a good question. We got Sausage Sports Club, Pool Panic is apparently a silly looking game. I see a lot of seen a lot about that on Twitter. So, yeah. So I don't know. You guys picking anything up this week?
Mega Man.
Yeah.
I'll get that. Sure. I'm going to do the physical box also. Hopefully, it comes with a Nito cleaning cloth. X.
Okay, cool.
Mega Man X. I'm going to give it to you.
Yup.
But I never played... You know what? I'm really, really excited for this because the only Mega Man X game I've ever played was the first one.
Oh, wow. Okay, so well, you missed a lot.
Yeah. Well, the thing is... You know, I just played with my grandfather, and he had Mega Man X on the SNES, and that was it. So that was all I played.
Okay.
So this is cool for me. I'm excited to play through them. I think 5 is the hated one, and I'm excited to play it and see if that's just a bunch of whiny old men or if that's real.
I actually don't remember anybody hating that. So
maybe it was 5. Maybe it was like 7.
I don't know.
One of them. X7. There was one of them people hated. I see that a lot on Twitter and the Reddit.
Okay. That's news to me, so okay. There's some cool Mega Man stuff coming up, some cool action figures, little tiny action figures I saw at San Diego Comic-Con. They're really neat looking.
Jason, no.
they're great.
I already have to reconcile how I have a $40 King Kong toy coming in the mail. In like
there's a classic Mega Man and Cut Man, and they're doing a bunch of characters from the first game, and they're doing Mega Man X and Vile in the robot suits, the big robot suits.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's really neat looking stuff.
You know what would be awesome? Mega Man Lego sets.
Yes. You know, I've always thought that Lego sets of like 8-bit games made like, you know, levels. Like actual levels from the games would be a great idea, but nobody's ever done that.
Yeah, no, I'm in total agreement with you. Sorry for that dead air.
That's all
right.
Oh, and Mega Man 11 is here also, by the way.
Oh, did you play it? Was it playable?
It is. The line was really long yesterday, so I'm going to try to maybe stop by today. If I go to Comic-Con today, I'm going to stop by and see if I can get a few minutes with it. But I did look at it. I watched it being played. It's really nice looking. Graphics look terrific. And they have I forget what the character's name is, but the guy who can like create the castle stones, like they have them floating above the booth. It's pretty cool.
That's really cool. I'm really excited for that game. So, wow, you got to play it and report back to us.
Yes, I will. I'm going to try to give it a shot.
Oh, real quick, I also want to note that the Overwatch League grand finals for the inaugural season are set. It is going to be the Philadelphia Fusion versus the London Spitfire. I think they're called.
Ugh.
They're like planes. The fighter jets, like the World War II fighter. So that's I apologize. But yes, it's cool. I watched that last night. That was really exciting. I was jumping up and down in my living room watching the semifinals against New York.
You really get into it, huh?
It's yeah. Philly. Hey, it's Overwatch. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. They're the champions of the inaugural season. And I don't know if you know, but the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. So we're going to
stop pick it up. No, Eagles suck. Get out of here.
Hey. that might be true. But they don't. Super Bowl. Anyway. I love talking about football with you guys. It's so great. Monster Hunter and Final Fantasy is getting a crossover this week. Not this week. When is it coming out?
I have no idea.
Well, they're getting a crossover. The Behemoth from Final Fantasy 14 is coming as a fightable monster in Monster Hunter Generations, and the Rathian, or Rathalos rather, from Monster Hunter is coming to Final Fantasy 14. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Neat.
So, yeah. So that's neat. I don't. I mean, I'll probably play the Monster Hunter part, but this is not going to make me play Final Fantasy 14. So
no, this won't make you buy in.
No, got nothing. Got nothing but hard feelings for that game.
But it tries so hard.
Yeah, but I won't do it. I won't give in. I don't have enough time to play the games I own that aren't MMOs. I don't have enough time to play MMOs.
Did you get Octopath?
Yeah. We'll get to that later. Talk about what I'm I'm a mess with my games. I got too many to play, not enough time.
Yeah, that's the gamer's dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Life is Strange 2 is coming out in September. So, if you care about that.
No.
Yep. Okay, same. Solo. Star Wars Story is releasing for home release in September. Rick said in their notes that this is coming to VCR, but I don't think that's actually true.
Wait, it isn't? You know, I was really hoping for that.
I know, right?
You're letting me down.
So, yeah, that'll be neat. I guess when that comes out, I'll probably finally watch it. I recently watched it.
I liked it too.
I liked The Last Jedi.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a bad movie. I think it got, you know, it got the backlash because a lot of fans were like, okay, we're going to send a message to Disney, and they used Solo to do that. And I don't think it was warranted because it was a good movie. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was fun. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. I like The Last Jedi. I think a lot of people, unnecessary.
Eric, I think you're a different kind of a Star Wars fan. You're not really as crazy of a Star Wars fan as a lot of people are.
I mean, that's definitely fair.
Yeah, I'm not really either. I mean, I love Star Wars. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not like, you know, like some of these fans are like really crazy.
That's true, but they're also the same people who you know, bullied the actor for Rose off of Twitter, so who knows, on Instagram.
I heard that actually wasn't true.
Huh.
I heard she left because she just didn't, she said something about, what was it she said? I don't know if I gotta look this up. I don't know if this is accurate, but I had heard that she said it was basically too much of a pain in the rear end to have to maintain all these social media accounts.
Yeah,
gotcha. Well, that's fine then.
I watched Rogue One on the plane, by the way. I watched it again. I liked it a lot. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I like it. All right. How about we got some reviews? We kind of tore it through those news and things. So that's good because we talked for a long time in the beginning about nonsense. So. We got some things. I don't know who reviewed these. Let's find out.
Well, I reviewed the headset.
Ooh, do you want to talk about it?
Sure. So I don't actually have the review sitting in front of me, but so I can't tell you what I scored it, but I think I scored it pretty good. The headset is the HyperX Cloud, and then there's a. There's another name they call it, Cloud Fusion, I think it is, something. It's a good headset. So we got this a little while ago, and finally got to take a look at it. And the basic gist of it is it's a very, very lightweight headset, and it can be used for pretty much anything. So, you know, it's not wireless, so there's no Bluetooth involved. So you can use it with the Switch, you can use it with your phone, you can use it with anything. Very lightweight, very comfortable, really good sound. Not like a bass that's going to like knock you over, But good quality, you know, like a general use, pretty nice headset. It's also kind of sturdy, which I like. It's all plastic, but there's a metal band that's in there that extends when you extend the headset to put it on. The microphone also mutes when you flip it up, which I think is a great feature. I don't know why every headset doesn't do that.
Yeah, right. That's really neat.
Yeah. So that's really cool stuff. I like that. And the cord is decent. So you're not gonna have any problems with that. It's fairly long. So if you're using it on a controller like a PS4 or Xbox controller, it's good for that too. It's the Cloud Stinger. HyperX Cloud Stinger. Yeah, I finally got the Cloud freaking Stinger. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I was gonna let you know. You scored it an 86.
Nice. So yeah, I gave it a good score. It's worth it. It's not expensive either. So it's a good little headset. If you're looking for something general use to use with everything, I don't really think you're gonna go wrong with this one. It's good stuff, and it's available now from HyperX.
Coolio. So we also have that sounds like a good headset.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Good, good, good. We have Bomb Chicken. We got a snapshot review from Michael. So we liked it a lot. He said it's well cooked, which is kind of funny. It's chicken. Gave it a 78% overall. If a Hollywood blockbuster had a heart, was drawn in pixels, and starred a chicken, it would be Bomb Chicken, because there are explosions. While my metaphors are rarely good, Bomb Chicken certainly is. A helping of retro eggs, just the way you like it. So this is a puzzle platforming game. It's about this chicken solving puzzles, moving through screens and stuff. So,
and blowing up.
So worth a look. It releases this week on the eShop.
That game over screen is very
dark. Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Very final. That's funny.
Phew. All
right. For people who don't know, it's a roasted chicken.
Yeah, oh, probably said something.
With its side of French fries.
Yeah.
So, we have a bunch of stuff coming out of Comic-Con this week.
Oh boy, do we.
So, Jason, you were there. Oh, yeah. You're on the ground in San Diego. Do you want to tell us?
Yes.
About this?
Brutal Gamer has boots on the ground. It is, it's quite a show. we got tons of coverage coming up this week again for this, because there's just a lot of stuff. And the booth tours and the little snapshots of upcoming stuff that's going to be released, I haven't even gotten into yet. This week has been all press releases. So everything we've run that you've seen and that we're going to talk about in a few minutes is all just from press releases. Cause there's been so much news. There's been Marvel stuff, DC stuff. There's been a lot of Dynamite Comics stuff. They've really been on the move. IDW has a lot of news. It's just tons and tons of stuff. There's loads of toys to talk about. So you're going to see lots and lots and lots of coverage this coming week. So if you're in for San Diego Comic-Con, if you want to know everything about it, you're gonna probably get more than you want this coming week and this week, because we have just tons to talk about today. So one of the weirdest things. We'll start with one of the weirdest things, which is McFarlane Toys signing a deal with 2K Games for NBA 2K19. So McFarlane has had their sports picks line going for a while. Basically, they are super detailed, larger versions of the classic starting lineup figures. If you remember those from Kenner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I freaking love those things. there's like limited posability, which is the same thing as those, and of course they're way 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 better looking because the technology is there now. Yeah, right. For that. So yeah, and there's also way less of them. So it's not like they release like tons of them in a clip. Mm. A few years ago.
Out there, Jason?
I did. Okay, cool. They look good. They're very, very good looking figures. They have a nice scale. You know, it's, I think it's the 7-inch scale.
Okay.
And like the 2K19 figures.
Are they posable? Are they actual action figures, or are they more like the starting lineup where, you know, they're like, you can like rotate the arm around kind of thing?
Yep. It's the starting lineup type thing.
Gotcha.
So, like, I think like for the NBA figures, it looked like you could move the arms a little bit. You could move the heads a little bit. I think there's waist articulation. But like, that's it. So, and some of these guys are posed like in the air. So like, there'll be like a little, post, you know, that they're mounted on. Like,
that's cool.
You know, I know Porzingis is like shooting, and he's kind of like leaping, and that, you know, so they have like a little metal hole there. But they look good. They're cool. If you like the sports figures, there's also a Madden line that's been going on for a little while. I don't know why I thought the Madden. I had like no thoughts about the Madden line when they announced that, and this one I was like, what the hell, a deal with 2K Sports? Why? So I don't know why that is, but for some reason I felt that way about it.
I hear you.
Are you gonna buy any of these? Is this something you'd be interested in, or not really?
No, I'm not a huge basketball fan, but McFarlane toys obviously are pretty cool. I like those.
Yeah, they do a good job.
But I was in the starting lineup for a little while, you know, and then I just started realizing, you know, I was collecting like basketball figures or hockey players. And I'm like, I don't even like these sports. What am I doing? So
I used to collect the NBA, the NFL and MLB guys. So definitely. I got there too, because then once you start buying guys from other teams, then what's your favorite team? And it's kind of like, I don't even know why I'm buying these.
But I mean, they're cool, and I'm sure those look pretty cool as well. So
they do. Also, McFarlane had a ton. We'll talk about this more on the next show, but they had a lot of other licenses on hand. They had their Destiny stuff. They had Star Trek.
Oh, cool.
So they had some really cool stuff. There's some video game figures that they had. So we'll show those off. One other thing that they had is the next series of building toys. So that's I know companies hate when you bring up the L word, but they're Lego type toys. And these are based on Cuphead, which of course was like one of our games of the year for last year. So there were no sets shown off. What there were was a series of the minifigures. And we will have a shot of those up this week also. And I can tell you, they look amazing. They are really, really cool. I can't see myself buying a ton of these, but I might buy a basic, you know, little set with Cuphead just to have that, because that is really neat. And I love the idea here. And it seems like McFarlane is going pretty deep with the video game licenses, because they had Hello Neighbor, Five Nights at Freddy's. So these are not like big name, huge licenses, which I'm kind of used to with McFarlane. So it's cool to see. Cool to see. I know you guys both liked Cuphead. You have any interest in these?
Probably.
I might check them out. Yeah. I think it'd be fun to have.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking just get like one basic set with Cuphead might be cool. I can't see buying a ton of them, but yeah, I'm sure the people will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
One big thing too with this year's Comic-Con, which is was really, I didn't see this one coming, is the return of trading cards. So actual physical trading cards seemed to be all over the place. There were Star Wars cards and what we're about to talk about here, Fallout cards, which will be coming up from Dynamite Comics. And it's just I totally did not see that one coming, because it seemed like they had their day and that was the end of it. And trading cards had pretty much evolved into a digital medium, which I don't get, because I don't really see the fun in that. When I was a kid, you know, we had an album You'd get an album and you'd load them up with the cards that you liked. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I
still love the first Marvel series.
Oh my god, dude.
Even though, have you ever heard of, like, gone back and looked at them? Like, the art is horrendous. But they're still cool.
You know what's funny? I had lunch at a restaurant. I'll plug the Omni Hotel. The food was actually really good. They gave out on Friday, they gave out old Upper Deck Marvel trading cards.
Wow.
Your lunch. Yeah, it was really neat. So I have one of the new Fantastic Four, you know, with Wolverine and Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Awesome. I freaking love those cards, man.
You send me a picture of that because I like to give my buddy Guff about that team. Please.
You got it. No problem. I had so many of those things and the DC cards and one really cool thing too was IDW has a Joe Jusco book with the entire Marvel Masterworks series of cards printed in large format. I think it's like $50, but it's a really cool book. And if you like those old trading cards, you might want to check it out. But this story is about Fallout cards. So these are going to be actual packaged Fallout trading cards in little, you know, sleeves. You'll get a couple of cards to a pack. And there's going to be 144 base. These are going to be done really in the 90s style too, because there's going to be 72 hollow foil chase cards, 10 die cut chase cards, and 5 ultra rare chase cards. So if you're going to be into this series, you're going to have some stuff to collect. So it's cool to see. I like seeing trading cards come back. I think that's a great thing. I'm looking forward to these. I probably won't really get these because I'm not a big Fallout fan, but I'm looking forward to the return of trading cards as a format. We'll see what happens, but I just think that's all kinds of cool. In some Dark Horse news, we've got The Division. Dark Horse is going in on The Division. Tom Clancy's The Division, which is coming up in a sequel next year. It's set in Washington, D.C. We've talked about it on the show. Rick, I know you're excited about it.
Check this comic out.
Yeah, we've got two things. We've got a comic, and then we've got an art/lore book, which I guess is going to have a lot more exposition than your usual art book, because they'll get into the actual lore behind this the Division universe. So that's going to be pretty cool. That's coming up next year also. And then the comic series is going to be a mini series. That's also coming up next year. So lots of Division stuff.
Right.
Also in Dark Horse news, we've got Dark Horse wrecks the internet with Ralph. Mm-hmm. Dark Horse is going to be having a Wreck-It Ralph comic book. Well, I guess not Wreck-It Ralph, but Ralph Wrecks the Internet. And that's going to be coming out also. It's a graphic novel. It's a little bit different than your usual graphic novel in that it's almost a choose your own adventure type thing.
Cool.
So that comes out in November. I don't think there's anything else like that on the market right now. So who knows? Maybe that'll catch on too.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's neat stuff. It's pretty big too. It's 64 pages. It's $10.
So, wow. That's it. That's cool.
$11. Actually. Yeah. And,
did you see it out there?
I didn't actually. They didn't have anything on display. And the promo image that they released in it is actually from the movie. So
okay, cool.
So we didn't have really a good look at that yet, but I'm sure we will get it. I know one of Eric's favorite game series, Sonic Racing.
I actually do. It's good.
It's good, but I know you have an issue with it.
Yeah, so, it's fair.
It's getting a comic book.
That's stupid.
Well, okay. So the comic sends Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails to another planet, an alien world.
Oh, man.
Why?
Yeah.
To race.
To go fast.
In go-karts. Oh, so, you know, Eric, I don't know if you saw it, but I actually included you in this news piece.
I didn't see
it. Okay. Well, you can see that.
I'll look now. Oh, good, no, no. But I was mad. I saw the headline. I said, this is stupid. I intentionally didn't look at it.
Also included in this series, you'll be happy to know, is, of course, Dr. Robotnik. I'm not going to call him the other name. Good. Amy. And, of course, what Sonic title would be complete without Big the Cat?
Yeah. No, that's good. That's the best part about this game. Big the Cat's in it. Everybody sleeps on Big. You know, out of here with that.
And Big is like a highlighted character in this comic, so
good. Maybe the Froggy gets away, cart. And he has to take his cart to go fishing for these Froggies.
So it's an exciting idea for a comic. It comes out this October, issue number one. I believe this is an ongoing series. I'm not entirely sure, but I think it is. So. There's going to be lots of Sonic racing going on.
Yay.
Yay. So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, ready for this. I think this game would work better. Okay. If it were. Okay.
Hot take incoming.
Yeah. Okay. So, if it was more similar to how Sonic Adventure 2 played, where every class of character had different ways of playing. All right, so like, okay. Sonic, Shadow, and any other like fast boy characters will run, okay? And then characters who are smart, like the Robotnik and the Tails, and the I guess Ray, that stupid squirrel, would be in that group. I don't know.
What about Mike?
No. Listen. He's not here. Okay. And they would be in, like, go-karts or something, okay? Okay, so you got the run boys, the go-kart kids, and, you know, like, the strong characters, like, apparently, like, Might and the Knuckles and the fighty kids, like Rouge. They would be on, like, motorcycles, okay? And this game would be fast. It would be similar to F-Zero, like, going, like, hundreds of miles an hour. The vehicles, because that's the only way that they would be able to outrace running Sonic and Shadow and, you right. know, Metal Sonic. So, yeah, make it happen. Whatever damned company's making this game.
Eric, I think your idea is really good.
Very upset.
I would totally be in for that. I think that's a cool idea.
Just think, like, because, like, how Sonic and Shadow, and they can all run so fast that they defy gravity. So why not make it similar to F-Zero? Perfect.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's great idea.
You don't believe that. You're just saying it.
All right, listen. Let's move on. So let's talk some Legos, shall we?
Okay.
So there were a lot of Legos on the floor at, Lego.
I hope I step on them.
No, oh. Thank God. So Lego always has a big booth at every Comic-Con. There's a lot to see. They put sets on display that are not available yet. Then they'll have a little store right behind their booth for people who apparently don't know how to shop online or don't have a Lego store near them.
Yeah, right.
Because I don't buy these things at a Comic-Con. I don't understand. Unless they're exclusive, I don't understand. But anyway, that's besides the point. I did go in. I did look around. They had a lot of cool sets, but no, I'm not going to buy Lego sets at Comic-Con. One neat thing I'm going to forget to talk about is they brought back the Jawa Sandcrawler in the Star Wars line, which is really cool. That was one of my favorite sets. I built that set. This redo seems a little smaller, which is slightly disappointing.
And that it's twice the price, too.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Right. I can imagine it not being. So new sets that they had on display were this weird kind of mech line that they're doing, a superhero mech line. It's very gimmicky. There's a Lego Spider-Man versus Venom. And they're both like mechs. It's very strange. I mean, they come with minifigures also, but they're piloting mechs. And no. The Venom one actually looks kind of cool though, because it could just be the symbiote getting enormous. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. But the Spider-Man mech is so weird. Okay. So I don't know what the idea is with that.
Weird.
Then there's also a Batman versus Poison Ivy mech. Well, again, the Poison Ivy mech is actually kind of cool, because it's just like her growing like enormous plants around her. So that's kind of cool. But the Batman mech and there's a lot of Lego Movie 2 stuff to take a look at. Then there's a an Aquaman set that plays off the movie. It's Black Manta's sub, and it includes Mera and Aquaman, so that's a pretty cool set. Anything with Black Manta, I think, is kind of cool. Then there was the Lego Voltron also, which was not only on display, but you could buy it there. So I guess it's out now. I didn't realize it was coming out. It is a really, really massive cool set. Yeah, it is. It is.
Right.
And it is a really cool set. It's got all five lions. You build all five lions, then you can transform them into Voltron.
Wow.
It's really freaking great looking. Cool. It's $180. For a Lego set like that, I would expect them these days to be a lot more. So
yeah.
I see here in the story, by the way, that I guess there is kind of a point if you wanted to buy these at Comic-Con, in that this set is not available at retail until August 1st. So yeah, if you absolutely could not wait and you were there, then yeah, okay, I guess that makes sense. There's a lot of other stuff too we're going to have pictures of this coming week that I photographed at the booth, so that'll be up. We'll talk about that next week. But there were some exclusives also, which were absolutely impossible to get. And I know. I tried. So
what did you miss out on?
Well, from the Solo movie, there's a Millennium Falcon cockpit, which was just basically the little, you know, just the cockpit area of the Millennium Falcon came with Han and Chewie. Then there was an Ant-Man and the Wasp set, which was Ant-Man as Giant Man, just his head and shoulders, and it came with a Wasp minifigure. And then there was an Aquaman set that came with his giant seahorse from the old Super Friends cartoon.
That's cool.
Those were really neat looking, but yeah, they were gone. They were gone faster than a Funko Pop. Which, by the way, Funko, if you've never been to a Comic-Con, Funko has the most insane booth you could imagine, because it is just Funko Pops. That is it. It is shelves of Funko Pops. Usually, like, not that many either. So they'll just have, like, exclusive Funko Pops. And there'll be tons of them loaded on shelves, tons of them, with like one giant Funko Pop in the middle, like as a display. And by the time Comic-Con is over, every single shelf is bare.
Wow.
And
so, because they're all exclusives. So
and the lines, dude.
Definite.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Are they awful? Oh,
like, I wouldn't even bother. It's just, the lines are like insane.
Oh my God. Like hundreds of people or what?
Oh yeah. Like they'll be lined. Like they you know, at Comic-Con they cap lines. So like it'll be like all the way down one end, like one aisle or one end of the wall of the back wall of the convention center. And then they'll just have somebody there standing there saying line capped or something like that. It's crazy.
So what do? Is there like another line?
Yeah, he's gonna wait.
Oh my god.
Wait. That happens a lot at Comic-Con. They'll cap lines and then that's it for like a little while. And then you gotta go back. So seemingly Funko never, I mean, it's like it never dies. So
yeah, it's true.
You know, that's it. So we have a price point for DC Universe, and we also had some. Yeah, thank God. And we also had the Titans trailer launched this week, and we had some more info. About DC's show schedule, which was cool, which was enormous. Rick, I forget how much it was going to cost. Do you remember how much the DC Universe subscription was?
Yeah, it's 70. If you pre-order right now, it is $74.99 for 15 months. So it breaks down to $5.
Awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's really a good price point, and I'm pretty excited. So,
me too. I did see, by the way, and we'll have pictures of this up this week also, the animated Justice League Unlimited action figures from DC Collectibles, which basically are the same scale and everything as the Batman line that they have going right now, and they are really cool. And those are exclusive to buy if you sign up with DC Unlimited. So you can't get them any other way. So there's a little bonus there if you're into that.
So did you guys watch the Teen Titan trailer?
I did.
What'd you think of it? Eric, did you watch it?
Batman. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
What? Yes.
The F Batman.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's great. He's an angsty teenager. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Let's see how it goes on the show. People are jumping all over it. You know, it's fine. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to watch it.
I'll watch it too.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I liked it. I thought it was a pretty cool take. Because I was talking to my brother about this, like, every other iteration of the Teen Titans has been like a cartoon or like a funny kind of take. So I think this is a good new direction to go. So I don't
know. Me too.
It looks pretty cool.
Also, you know, I think people went crazy about Beast Boy and Starfire, but I don't think that's going to be like their superhero costumes.
Yeah, I don't think.
I'm sure those will change. So
yeah, right.
Don't go so crazy. It'll be all right.
Yeah. What did you think of it, Jason?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was great. I love that it was, like you said, I love that it was a serious take. It wasn't goofy at all. I like the idea that, I mean, it's not the most, quote, Dick Grayson thing, but I like the idea that he's kind of like, nah, I gotta do something on my own. I can't, you know, I can't stay tethered to Bruce my whole life, you know, that kind of thing. I like that idea. So, yeah, I'm.
I hope they turn him into Nightwing or something.
I think they will. I think they have to. I'd say probably like you're looking at one season with him as Robin.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I really think so, because if they're going the angle of actually kind of the angle of Batman the Animated Series, where they had a falling out, and you know, and then he went his own way. If they're going that route, I can't see him Robin as too long. He's going to change, which is great. I think that's great. I want to see Nightwing, a serious Nightwing.
Me too. Awesome.
I think Nightwing gets forgotten way too often, and he's one of those heroes that everybody kind of like holds in high regard, and yet people just kind of forget about him. So I want to see that. Definitely want to see that. But yeah, it's good. So far so good, and I'm excited for the Swamp Thing series. I think that's going to be cool.
Yes, that's the thing I am most excited for.
It's James Wan too.
What is it, really?
I think it is. Pretty sure.
Wow. Oh, I guess he did direct Aquaman, huh? So that would make it a little bit of sense. So,
yep.
That's cool.
I can't wait.
And then, did I see that Stargirl, is that her name?
Yes.
Is that her show too?
Yeah. Which I think is awesome too, because I love the idea of taking these niche characters and making something out of them. Marvel has done that such a good job with that in the movies, and I think that's just a great idea. DC has an excellent stable, so love to see that. I hope Stripe is in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big robot suit. So that would be cool. But yeah, I'll watch that one too. So good stuff from DC as far as their service goes. So we got a couple of Dynamite things to talk about. Not Dynamite like, man, that's Dynamite. Dynamite like, you know, it's a publisher. So Mars Attacks is coming back as a comic book. And that has definitely been a while. I think, I want to say mid-90s, there was a Mars Attacks comic from Tops, I think it was. And that was actually pretty good. That was a very serious take on Mars Attacks, which I actually liked a lot. But this book seems a little bit more tongue-in-cheek. It involves an incursion of Martians in like the backwoods of some place, and these two guys, father and son, come across it, and they have to run for their lives from a group of Martians who are trying to take them out. it looks like pretty cool art. We'll see. I'm in for a little Mars Attack. It's been a while. Of course, the movie came out and stuff like that, so it's kind of a property that never really goes. We'll see how it is. It's the classic look. So if you're into Mars Attacks, the classic Mars Attacks, then you might enjoy this. That starts up in October, will be a miniseries. So check it out. Maybe you'll like it. Comes at the right time of year. Also in Dynamite Comics news, we have James Bond relaunching with an ongoing series. So Dynamite has been running a number of series based on 007. And some of them have been good. Some of them have not been great. I've heard mixed things about them. I'm kind of excited for this because it seems like it's going to be like a nice classic take on Bond. It's an ongoing. It's monthly. Greg Pak is in charge of it. I don't think it is related to the Origin series that's coming up. The Origin, of course, is the classic 60s Bond. It's set in World War II, James Bond's origin. This looks more like a modern take. So the series starts with him competing with a Korean mystery man, quote unquote, for some kind of mystery case, also a terrorist organization called the ORU. So we'll see what happens there. But this comes out in October. It sounds like they're taking it seriously. It sounds like it may be something for Bond fans to check out, so keep it in mind. Speaking of classic properties, Legendary Comics is publishing a Lost in Space book, which is tied into the new series on Netflix. So I don't know if this is supposed to be canon or not. Seems like it might be. So if you're into Lost in Space, you may want to check this out. It's the same. It's a kind of the same everything. It's got the robot and the current Robinson family and everything like that. So if you're into the series, you may want to check that out. Also coming from Titan Comics is Blade Runner, and this is canon. So this will be based in the era of 2049. And I don't know if it's going to star any of the same characters, but it's definitely canon for the Blade Runner universe. So they will be exploring a lot of the stuff that was left out of both movies. So if you're into Blade Runner, I am. So I'm definitely going to be checking this out when it comes out this fall. So make sure you take a look at Blade Runner. And that's it for the Comic Rack this week. As I mentioned, there's tons and tons of stuff next week. Including more news from Comic-Con. We actually, I almost ran this on Saturday, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow morning. It's a GoBots piece from IDW. They're bringing GoBots back. I mean, there's just so much off-the-wall stuff and crazy news. And cool thing.
So who's had the best booth, Jason?
Okay. The best booth... I'll go with Man, I'm trying to think what was the most impressive. Maybe Funko. DC. No, not Funko. Maybe DC, because DC does an excellent job with their booths. DC puts a lot of film props. They had the costumes in there from Aquaman and Shazam. And then they have like a lot of cool stuff on display, like upcoming DC collectibles stuff, like the Justice League figures I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say this. I know I come across sometimes as beating Marvel over the head, but I grew up a much bigger Marvel fan than I was a DC fan. So just keep that in mind. But Marvel's booths at Comic-Con are always disappointing. There is nothing in the booth. It's just nothing. It is a big open space, and they'll have like some things that they rotate. Like I noticed the other day, they had the Captain America costumes, then they took those out. They put the Thor costumes, then they took those out. Put them all there. Put them on display in glass cases so people can look at them and take pictures. That's what people want to do. But it seems like Marvel. It seems like Marvel is obsessed with stage shows. So that's like all they do. And that's why it's a big open space. They have a stage. And like people will group there. You'll see like 100 people grouped in the booth waiting for some like piece of garbage that they're handing out, like a paper or something. Yeah, exactly. Or they'll do like a costume contest. It's like, I don't know. I guess people like that. But I mean, for me, I want to go and see the movie costumes and take pictures of them and stuff like that. So I don't know. That's my hot take.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, that's unfortunate. So, I think I remember you saying that before too. Like,
yeah,
you've said that multiple years. So
that's it's the big booth of nothing, and it'll be the same thing at the New York Comic Con. I know that. Aggravating.
Are you going to that one too?
Yeah, I'll go. I'll be there. I'll be there in October.
Ooh.
It will be slightly less nice weather, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
It won't be this. Whoa. It is gorgeous out here.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it there, and sorry to hear about those booths.
It's okay. I'll survive. It's all right, buddy.
I know it's hard for you that being there, dealing with the disappointment.
It is. Yeah, it's right. Terrible.
So, okay, cool. I guess that's about it. What are you guys playing? Well, Jason's not playing anything.
Well, actually, I was playing Luminous on the plane.
Ooh.
So there's that. And I brought Wolfenstein with me. I'm going to play that on the way back.
Cool. Well, that's good. How was
Did you buy the full game on that one? Like the season pass and everything, or just the regular game?
Nah, just the game.
Okay.
Just the base. It's good, though. It's really good. I'm really enjoying it.
That's good to hear. How about you, Rick? What you playing?
I am playing Assassin's Creed still. And just started playing this Abuzu game, ABZU.
Yeah.
On Game Pass. And I don't know. I mean, it's kind of fun. It's just kind of swim around and you check out fish. And I don't know. It's just kind of. it's a nice change of pace kind of game, I guess. Nice, relaxing game.
So. I remember we had a review of that up.
Check out those fish.
Check out those fish. I'm checking out That's Sea Turtle cool. right now. But nice. Yeah, it's pretty fun. I like it.
It's pretty, isn't it?
Nice graphic. It's really pretty. Yeah, the graphics are real cool. So I'm sure the music's pretty cool too, but I haven't heard any of it yet. So.
Okay.
And then I think that's it. I was just telling Eric earlier, I bought Dragon Ball FighterZ, so I'm gonna check it out.
Oh, FighterZ.
Yeah. FighterZ. So nice. And then of course I'm stoked for Tuesday when No Man's Sky comes out.
Oh shoot, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So but that's what I'm playing.
Cool.
What about you, Eric?
I have been playing Mushroom Wars 2 for reviews, so I'll be writing that up probably this week.
How is it?
It's a lot of fun. It's a pretty simple RTS. So instead of different unit types and everything, it's mostly about numbers and resource management. So I'll get more into it in the review, but it's much more simplified, but it works really well on the Switch. So I'm really enjoying it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to see more RTSs on Switch.
Yeah, right. No, it's a lot of fun. So I would like
to. Do you use the screen at all? Can you use the touch screen at all?
Haven't. I don't know if you can or not. Okay. But haven't. And I've been dabbling in Octopath Traveler. Was that released? Yeah. And yep.
How's it going? How's it going for you? That?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going great. I have not even finished all of the origin stories yet. So
yeah.
Great.
So you'll be playing that for the next 30 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah. Oh, and I've also been playing Neo because I'm trying to get through it. And
you're playing between what?
Neo, the samurai game. It is tough, and tell you what, I do not like burning so much time trying to beat these bosses. Not a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how it goes. Now I've
is it Samurai Dark Souls?
Yeah, kinda. It's better than Dark Souls, but okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so that's basically what I'm doing. This week I'll probably play Mega Man. I guess I'm gonna be getting No Man's Sky.
Nice.
Yeah. We can do some base building.
Got the yawns.
We can become pirates.
Yeah, we'll be space pirates together. It'll be great.
Yeah. Well.
So, all right. Thanks for hanging out with us today and listening to our long-winded San Diego Comic-Con chats.
Yes.
We're going to have more next week, so don't worry. It's not over.
Yeah. And, you're going to be punished with more of it.
All right. So, thanks for hanging out, guys, and we will catch you all next week. If all we're
right.
here.
Yos.
We'll probably will be. We'll be here. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.